The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
It's time for another Dating Women Radio Show segment. Check out the description for what we're talking about this week. Thank you for listening.
If you absorb this show, absorb the system, which you should get now at DocLove.com and the Doc Love Club at DocLoveClub.com, two key components to meeting and keeping Ms. Right. But if you absorb the system and all these materials, you could be writing a You Changed My Life letter.
And that's what we got. His name is Vish, V-I-S-H, and he's from India. Dear Doc, being an Indian, I've always been thought to be devoted and disciplined toward life in general. Coming from a land of spirituality, alongside many beautiful things. I'm in one or the other way connected, and have always in practice, excuse me, the English here. I'm in one or the other way connected and always in practice with some kind of yoga, and yoga basically teaches us not to change anyone around us, but to change ourselves so that we can be contented and confident with ourselves. We can see the truth as it is and how not to take things personally when someone is not the way we hope they would be. I can only relate this to the system where you teach us constantly to improve oneself and never ever try to change the game on Miss Right. It was easy for me to perceive this as I had some foundation regarding life and discipline which came as part of my culture, but if I were born in another part of the world, I wouldn't have had any idea of why I shouldn't change someone else or how to treat a woman or a person who won't fit well into the truth that is necessary for a successful relationship. Just like yoga, the system teaches us to develop and discipline ourselves toward the truth. The system has helped me to identify the modern hurdles that I could face in the dating game. It is easier for me to identify the woman who doesn't fit into the system, which by the way, is the truth. I can now, without self-conflict of why a person is not the way I want her to be, or putting myself into any unwanted head trips, or how I can change her. I would never try to do this. I can easily move on and save my sanity and have more time for self-improvement and hustle more women who can end up being perfect matches as described by the system. I present my highest gratitude to you and Jeff, who are the only men supporting men. Thank you. Your loyal Indian warrior, Vish, V-I-S-H, from the beautiful country of India.
We've got a first on the Doc Love Show. Now, Doc, we've been going since April 2005. It's amazing we've had the show that long. Around 550 shows plus, and many You Changed My Life letters, many callers, as you can imagine, a lot of content in that time. And by the way, 855-345-7465, U.S. toll free, 646-668-8937 is your international number, and Alaska and Hawaii. Now, the reason I have that set up is, Doc, we have never had a guy that wrote a You Changed My Life letter that then appeared on the show right after the You Changed My Life letter was read. And this happened. This happened by accident. You can hear Vish on the line right now.
You set it up with him. You called him in India. Come on.
No, I'm not that smart, Doc. You've been with me 11 years. You know.
Yes, you are. Actually, you're smarter than I am. You don't know it. That's why I'm smarter than you.
But
so give me Vish.
We got Vish on the line.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Great letter, man.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And, Doc, you just made my day, Doc. Thank you very
much. Thank you. Well, you made my day. I love those letters.
I love your teaching, and I love your wisdom. I love everything about the system, you and Jeff. And as usual, I'm your loyal Indian warrior, and it's such a privilege and honor to speak to the source and the creator of the system, Doc. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And, Doc, I have a few questions here, and this is about, I took a yoga class which was for 7 days, which went for 7 days, and I met these two girls there. And I didn't going to ask their number in these 7 days. But at the last day, I went for the number, and one of the girls gave a number. And,
did you ask both of them?
The problem here is, Doc, one of the girls who I was interested in, she changed the batch. I mean, there were two batches, one in the evening and one in the morning. The second girl took the evening batch halfway through the class.
What's that word you're saying, batch? Are you saying batch, B-A-T-C-H?
Yeah, batches. Evening batches and morning batches. There will be two sessions. We can call it sessions instead of batches.
Yeah, sessions, right, okay.
Yeah, one in the evening, one in the morning. I was in the morning session, and among these two girls, one of the girls shifted to the evening session halfway through the program. And so I ended up getting only one number from this girl at the last day, I mean the seventh day. And I went to her, and she was actually giving me some buying signals. So when I came out of the class, she followed me. I don't know why, but I think she wanted me to have her number. So I gave her my phone, and I told, do one thing, put your number in my phone. She grabbed my phone and put the number, and asked me to give a missed call to her cell phone so that she can have my number too. And
in sales, it's called a physical action close. And a physical action close can be you do something physically, but if you can get her to do something physically. So when you gave her the order to do the phone, that showed her interest level and her flexibility.
Correct, Doc.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not teaching guys to be dominant and, you'll carry a whip and beat the women over the heads when they don't think right. But you gave her an order, and she did it. Yeah. She went along with it. She's amiable to your charms. Amiable. She goes along with things.
Absolutely. Being a system guy, I was very polite and, playful when I did that. I wasn't hard or tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it in that way. And here's the problem, Doc. And the girl, one who shifted to the evening session, she is her best friend or a cousin. I don't know exactly what the relationship between these two girls are, but she might be her best friend or cousin. How would I, in this scenario, ask the number of that girl from her?
You got to just pick one and run with the one.
Okay.
Go with one. And let's say you went out with her three times, but it just isn't there. Then you go after her girlfriend.
Okay.
But don't go after him at the same time. Play it out with the first one.
Right. It would be rude to ask her the other girl's phone number. I thought so. And,
I don't want to rub any egos wrong here.
Correct.
You know, if you had five phone numbers of five different girls that didn't know each other, that's okay. But when they know each other, and I don't want either one of these women saying, "What a jerk! He asked us both for our numbers. He knew we were good friends. Why would he do that? Is he trying to screw up our relationship that we have with each other?" I don't want that thought to enter her mind.
Correct. That was just the thought which was going on in my head, Doc. When they were both together, I didn't know how to get one of their numbers. Fortunately, one girl shifted to the evening session, so I was able to grab one girl's number. And, this yoga group I had, they are creating a WhatsApp group. WhatsApp is an application where people form a group and can chat together. And you're getting me, Doc?
Is this a question you're asking me?
Yeah. No. I'm explaining you what the application WhatsApp is. There is an application called WhatsApp.
Okay.
It's a messaging application, and when a person forms a group, the person here will be the yoga instructor. He will be forming a group.
Yeah, you don't want this girl in your group if you're going to date her.
Okay.
You don't want her or the other girl that you might go after later. Don't have her in your group.
Sure. I will leave the group if they are in that group. I'll take your word.
Right. But remember, yeah, we're gonna try to take both these girls out, but we're gonna give the first one a shot.
Okay. And my question is, Doc, when we are in this group, we will be able to see all the phone numbers of the, you know, participants in that group.
Yeah.
Every person in that group will be able to see the phone numbers of every other person in that group.
Yeah.
Let's say if I haven't asked the phone number of any girl face to face, let's say there are some three girls there, can I grab the phone number from there and call her?
No, you got to ask her face to face because I want to see her reaction when you ask her to it. When you take it off, off a board, off a wall, we don't know what her reaction is. Part of asking for the phone number is the body language.
Correct.
And I want you looking at it. You can't do that when you take a number off a wall.
Yeah, this is basically something like that. But can I initiate a conversation by messaging her?
Can you do what?
Can I initiate a conversation by messaging her instead of calling?
Jeff, I'm missing what this guy's saying.
Hey, Vish, what you're saying
is... You're losing
me,
Vish. I don't know what you're saying.
So, Vish, you're saying that...
I'm asking...
Oh, go ahead. Maybe state your question a different way.
Yeah. So the doc said we are not supposed to pick the number off the wall and call her because we didn't see her face to face.
Right.
Correct.
What my question is, instead of calling her from that number, instead of calling her from picking the number from the wall, can I message? I mean, say that I'm from
text,
the yoga
you're
class.
You're talking about text messaging. Saying? No. No, Doc, he's talking about text messaging her.
No, call her on the phone. Forget texting. Don't even get into texting.
Yeah, but I don't have the number, Doc. I mean, I didn't.
Well, ask her.
Ask for the number.
Ask for the number. But you already got one number already, right?
Yeah, I have one number.
Okay, then you have to play this girl out. Don't ask for the other girl's phone number if that's the girlfriend.
Okay, Doc.
Go out with this other girl, and maybe you'll go out with her 10, 12 times. She'll become your girlfriend, and you'll forget the other one. We don't know. Odds are it's not going to happen. But run this one, and when it's done with this one, then walk up to the other one and ask her for a number. And if she says, you've dated my girlfriend, I said, yeah, I asked her, I told her I wanted to get married and have 10 kids, and she doesn't want to go out anymore. And then you go, ha, ha, and then you say, what's your number?
Yeah. Okay, Doc. And one other question, Doc. If a girl's interest level is high in me, and when I'm waiting for 5 to 9 days to call her, what if she calls me within 5 days and asks me out? Who is paying for the first date?
Go out and forget the 5 to 9 day rule.
Okay. So I'm doing the regular thing. Like I'm paying the first date, even though she asked me out. Will I be paying for the first date, even though she asked me out for the first date?
Of course you pay. You pay the first, second, third. You pay all the dates. You pay for all the dates until the girl says, gee, you're really nice to me. I want to take you out. Then let her pay.
Okay. Even though if she asks me on the first date, I'll be still insisting on paying that, right?
No, you pay her for everything.
Okay, Doc. And Doc, when it comes to kissing on second date, in India, I think kissing is too much of a private thing, and everyone here are somewhat conservative, and there are too many people, and it's hard to find privacy even at the doorstep.
Then don't kiss her. Unless you have privacy, don't kiss her.
Okay.
During the date, she's laughing at your jokes and she's talking to you a lot. That's good.
Okay, Doc. Those were pretty much my questions, Doc. Thank you very
Vish,
much.
Hey, Vish, and before we let you go, Doc, can I ask Vish a question?
Yeah.
Hey, Vish, since we've never had a guy on before that asked was on right after we read his You Changed My Life letter. This is very unique for the Doc Love Show. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's absolutely cool, and I was so much surprised, and I couldn't believe myself, and I couldn't believe when Doc started to read my observation letter.
This is a question I've always wanted to ask, Vish. What made you write that letter? I mean, because the letter was very eloquent. It obviously took you a lot of time. So what inspired you? What was it about the system and Doc that inspired you to write that letter?
Here is what inspired me, Jeff. I was a guy who was very low in life. I mean, there were too many bad things going on. System saved me. System lifted me. When I called the first time the Doc Lab show, I said Doc, he stretched his gracious hands to pick me up off the pitch. That those words were true to the every last word. So while I was practicing system, I saw my gut feeling, my mind started to tell me that this is the truth. And I was so, I can't express it through mere words, Jeff, because it literally changed my mind, and it gave me insights, and it made me clearer to see things, not only in the relationships, but in my personal life too. And I got to tell you, my parents, my mom's 50 and my dad's 60, and I've given them pointers regarding system. My dad is going through the maintenance program. Their life has changed. My mom laughs a lot. She nagging has come down by 80%. They are more happy couple than ever.
Are you telling me you taught the system to your mom and dad?
Right, Doc. Absolutely.
Wow. You're blowing me out, Vish. Unbelievable.
They don't even know English. They are not even good at all. They're not at all good in English. But when I gave pointers regarding the system, take my mom to movie once a week at least. Go to the park. Take her for a walk. When they do that, their relationship is, you know, sparkling from that time. It's changed my parents' life too.
Wow. Unbelievable. Great call, man. Vish, thank you very much. I appreciate the support.
Sir, every second you give us for free on this radio show is priceless, and I can't thank you enough for your generosity and wisdom. Thank you very much, Doc. And Jeff, you are the best brother.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Vish. You take care.
You take care too, gentlemen.
Great. It doesn't get any better than that, Doc.
Can't make it up, man.
No.
That's what I love about my job. I hear these stories, and you know about look at how he cares over his personal life. His parents don't speak English, and he's trying to bring the maintenance program back into his parents' life, and they're going along with it.
They laugh a lot.
I mean, they're laughing
now,
like the old days when you first meet each other. You laugh a lot, and when that laughing goes, the interest level, it's a bad sign that the interest level is tanking. It's very sad.
Did you like that? Get way more, like over 150 hours of audio just like that at the Doc Love Club. And we have a free trial with no credit card needed. Check it out now, DocLoveClub.com.